You know the definition of greed. I'll give you the definition of greed. Greed can be defined as not being content with anything and always wanting more. The person is called greedy who wants more. For example, to desire more wealth, this passion, or to desire it, is called greed. While the person who becomes a victim of this passion is called a greedy person. So normally we use the term greed for someone who's greedy for wealth. And it is generally understood that greed is only related to money and wealth. But this is not actually the case. Because greed and excessive desire for absolutely anything, whether money or anything else, is also called greed. So a person that is greed for money, he's called greedy. A person that has this greed for food, he's called greedy. So all these people that are greedy for wealth, greedy for food, they are called greedy. Also, that person who's greedy for good deeds, he can also be called greedy. So there's a difference between these types of greed. So the one who desires more greed will also be classed as greedy for more deeds. But the person who also desires to increase his burden of sins, desires to carry on committing sins without any worry about him, he'll be classed as someone that is greedy for sins. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that none of us become greedy for sins. Alama Abdul Mustafa Azmi, Ramudullahi Ta'ala, has mentioned, passion for greed is found in food, clothing, residence, goods, money, respect or fame, in short, in every blessing. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Money Channel, greed is a characteristic that is a part of the human nature. Whether it is an infant, a strong young man, a weak man, or an old man, in short, everybody suffers from greed, and we need to learn to control that greed. Some of the acts which are related to greed are rewardable, and some are punishable. Whereas some are permissible, but there's no benefit in them. So basically, there's three types of greed. Number one, hirse mamud, good greed. To desire to have abundant wealth, for example, so that it can be spent in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So you have this greed that I want to earn as much money. Why? Because I want to be able to spend it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is called a good greed. Hirse mazmoom, a bad greed. The desire to get wealth so that a bad act can be formed. For example, you want to get as much wealth as you can so that you can regularly go to the cinema. You can go and waste it in gambling or smoking or drinking alcohol. You can waste it in partying. You can waste it on going to those places that are going to collate you sins. That is called a bad greed. Hirsi mubah, permissible greed. This is the type of greed where you have a desire to have an abundant wealth without any intention. You just want to have that money. You want to have a lot of money without any good intention or without any bad intention. So that is mubah, yeah? And you can change your intention. Your intention can be changed that when you get that money and you say, oh, I'm going to spend it in this way, then it becomes a good greed for that money. Or when you get that money and you decide to spend it in a bad way, then it becomes a bad intention. But we, my viewers of Madani Channel, we should use our greed for those acts that can bring us profit in this world and the hereafter. Not just acts that will bring us profit in this world. And that's where we're getting it wrong. What we're doing is we're greedy for those things that will only benefit us here. Those people that say, yes, well, I need more money, I want to have a nice car, I want to have a nice... Yes, I ain't got a problem. We haven't got a problem with that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong in having a nice car, a nice house, and all these things. There's nothing wrong with it. But we should also have that greed that enables us to have that nice car, to have that nice house, but also to be able to spend that money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla.